Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 5, Part 1. In this module, we're going to explore Step 4 of the Facticity 6-step process. And this is the step where you get to identify for yourself all that is stopping you from being able to go with the flow. So this step is very personal to you and your capacities to reach that different brand of happiness and the realm of inner peace. So what is it that stops you from going with the flow? Something is, because dilemmas are creating stress and problems. So the question is, what is it? Well, your body knows the answer to that question. So this step focuses a lot on the information that you have going on in your body. So stay focused on that being the place you're going to go for information. So how is the flow going to guide you? It's there to guide you, but you have to follow it. But you don't know what's around the bend. Is it a lion that's ready to roar at you? Is it a tiger that's ready to leap out and eat you? Is it a big bear that's going to jump on you and wrestle you to the ground? You don't know. And because you don't know, we are generally gripped by uncertainty, by doubt, and by an innate desire to take control and survive. And so we begin to act in a way that causes us to wrestle the flow from the arms of life. In some way or another, that is generally how our obstacles and blocks are coming forth. So dealing with these blocks and obstacles and resistances that you can feel in your body means dealing with fear in all of its many forms. So fear drives an insistence on control. So anytime you feel that, you can know immediately fear is in the driver's seat. Fear drives the refusal to inquire and look within. So I want you to know I have nothing against TV. I watch it a lot, but it was such a great picture to use as a way to go outside rather than inside. Fear drives the unwillingness to surrender to what is, and that drives the power struggles that you can engage in both outside of yourself with others and inside of yourself. And fear also drives the unwillingness that results in apathy, just doing nothing and refusing to actually deal with the problem. So, of course, this strategy, this training that you're in, is asking you to embrace your resistance, because that is what the mystics are telling us is the key. This means understanding the energy of fear in your body. So how do you do that? There are certain tools that you already have that you want to bring with you. One is the intention to understand the energy of fear. The next is curiosity. You want to have an attitude of curiosity, of curiousness. What is this energy of fear? What's going on with it? And you're looking in your body, not in your mind. You want to bring with you your willingness to actually explore the energy of fear and discover, what is it? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it strong? Is it weak? Is it hard? Is it cool? And of course, you want to bring with you your courage, because you don't know what's there. So of course, you want your courage, which probably means you'll bring along your faith, which I haven't added to this as one of your tools, but it's a good one. Also, you need some distance from the energy of fear in order to observe it and explore it, rather than disappear under it like the surfer who got under the wave and let it take him over, and then he was gone. So this requires you distance to be able to view the energy of fear from multiple perspectives. And that means using the flexibility of your shifting your viewpoint that you've begun developing already. So how do you do this? Well, steps 4, this step, and step 5, the next step, will show you how to catch and redirect the power of your attention away from fear rooted in either or living, that's setting up what you like against what you dislike, and catch and redirect the power of your attention toward courage rooted in both and living. Remember, that is allowing yourself to be neither for nor against, simply allowing the flow and the reality of opposites to overwhelm you, and let the flow take you to the next point on the journey. So how do we do this? You start by revisiting your landmarks, the strengths and weaknesses that you've placed on your map. So if you need to, stop the video, go get the map that you've made for one of your unresolvable dilemmas. And when you come back, what I want you to do is look at the weaknesses, and because these are clues for finding where your fear is hiding out in this unresolvable dilemma. Then you want to ask, what is your relationship with each one of these weaknesses that you have written down on the bottom of each of your loops? Now, take a breath. It's not going to take a lot of time. This is not pleasant necessarily, but you want to look at what is your relationship with each experience you wrote down under the area of weakness. Do you accept it? Are you resigned to it being there? Are you tolerant of it? Are you annoyed? Are you fearful of it? Are you anxious about its potential return into your life? Do you dread its arrival? Do you feel frustrated because you don't know what to do with it? Or do you just simply hate the thing altogether? Okay? So strengths also are clues to where fear can be hiding out. So the question is the same with the strengths. What is your relationship with each one? Now, because these are positive, you would think mostly you might feel comfort. You might feel joy at running into this particular strength or ease with its presence. But many times people feel anxious about the strengths as well as the weaknesses. They feel some trepidation about embracing something very positive and powerful that they've been wanting their whole life, and there it is. Facing it head on and accepting it can bring up some doubt about your value and your worth, or some fear. What are you going to have to lose if you're no longer the person who doubts yourself? Or it could go down into abject terror. You just don't want to go there because it scares you to death. So in this case, both for your strengths and your weaknesses, you want to take your time and identify in your body what your relationship is with each. Now, there's a download on this part one that is from Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful. And it shows you each of the completed maps that are in the book, the three of them. One for success and failure, one for self and other, and the third one for trust and doubt. And with that, I have included the landmarks that were identified by each of the three people whose those maps belong to. I'm just including that so you can download it, take a look at it, and make sure that you're on the right track with this. Okay? All right. So pinpointing the obstacles, you want to move through those landmarks, that's the strengths and the weaknesses, one by one. Notice how you feel about each one in your body. That's key, not in your mind. And make sure you do the top and the bottom of each side of the loop. And what you're going to do there is check with a check mark or a star every single landmark that you definitely don't want to experience. Every one that you feel a huge no way towards. You've got your heels dug into the ground. You just don't want to go there. Be honest with yourself. Unacceptable landmarks, because we don't like them. We often say we don't see them, we don't want to talk about them, or we don't listen to anything they want to tell us. So we won't visit a landmark when we find it unacceptable. We can tell ourselves it doesn't really exist there. It's just our imagination. If we would just look the other way or take a deep breath, it would go away and we wouldn't have to deal with it. Or we often say that these landmarks are not real on the river's route and it's just our imagination. Or, possibly, it's someone else's fault that that block or resistance or obstacle is there, and that's what makes it unacceptable because it's not yours. Whatever reason or rationale you find yourself giving, the experience is, no, 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 I don't want to go there. Look in your body. See if you can find that. Those are the ones that are giving you the biggest trouble. I guarantee it. If you can, create for yourself a ruthless sanctuary. A great term I got from a colleague of mine many years ago. Be totally honest with yourself. Be ruthless with being totally true about what your experience is. And remember, it's just between you and the lamppost. Nobody else has to know what it is you're seeing. In the long run, it pays off to be this crucially honest with yourself about what you're finding. If you find yourself resisting this step and you want to go with the flow but you can't, then you need to know what's stopping you. There's a piece of the puzzle missing, and that's what you need to find. And that's what the next steps, 4 and 5, are helping you learn how to do. If you are resisting this step and you don't want to do it, all you say is, I don't want to do it. You're not saying, I want to do it, but I don't know how. You're saying, I don't want to do this step. Something in you is saying, do not enter, do not enter. Just try to identify what's preventing you. That's all. That's all you need to do, because this do not enter is what is in your map at that moment in time. So just try to identify what is preventing you. And if you don't want to do this step, just try and identify why not. And that will open the door to you to one of your blocks, your obstacles, or your resistances. And remember what this is all about. We're looking to identify the blocks, the obstacles, and the resistances, because the old strategy that we use in relationship to opposites is to set up what you like against what you dislike, and that creates the stress. I love that little guy trying to turn back time, especially in our world today. We never have enough time, do we? And your goal is to help move your unconscious mind and then your behavior, and thus you, into the new strategy of being neither for nor against either opposite, recognizing each of their validity and their contribution to the whole, their interdependence, and their competitive collaboration with each other. Recognizing this and allowing your unconscious mind to begin working using this strategy and guideline produces inner peace and entrance into a different brand of happiness. Okay, here's your homework for this week. What stops most folks from going with the flow? What is the mystic's guideline for relating to what stops us? Where are your resistances located on your infinity loop map of your unresolvable dilemma? How do you know when you've found any of your blocks, obstacles, or resistances? Once you have found them, what are you to do with them in this step? Number 4. And if you're resistant to this step, what should you do? Okay. Enjoy. See you in the next video. Much love.